Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Kanzo G, just making a video. What did you get for Christmas? Well, let's go! Yes, for Christmas, I got sick. Yes, fun times indeed. Right now I'm feeling way better and tomorrow I gotta go to work. Yes, no rest for the wicked apparently. But yes, before that, let me do a little housekeeping. Yes, earlier I was saying that Johan Adler guy, whatever his name is, yeah, I thought he got arrested right now, but no, it was an old one. Boo. Yeah, apparently these motherfuckers can't get touched by the cops. Yeah, these guys are the golden children apparently, so yeah, they could do whatever the hell they want and nobody will bat an eye because these guys are masters. Apparently, but what the fuck can we do, huh? We just fucking little small fry compared to our masters, right? Yeah, of course, these have been promised to them for over 2,000 years or so, I'm told. But anyways, let's continue. Well, hopefully you guys got what you wanted for Christmas. Me? I don't really want much. I just want money, power, and position. But, you know, little by little, we all get that, right? Yes, and me being your animal guide, I gotta lead you to the promised land. So, yeah, let's have some fun with this shit, right? But yes, friends, we gotta rock out with our cocks out because if nobody does it, who will, right? Yes, we have to do it because we gotta be the assholes in life because if we're weak and soft, we'd be like these little bitches. So fuck that shit, in my opinion, right? Or you could be like this fucking nigger that scams everybody in Nigeria. Yeah, this motherfucker thinks he's like Moses or some shit and he's scamming people out of money so he could build himself a Noah's Ark type of bullshit. Yeah, well, let's see what he does.
Still, let me catch you and say your friend a book, Noah. God reveals to redeem. I have prayed. I have fasted.
Yeah, that nigger is just the black version of this fucking motherfucker. Another grifter, all these evangelists. All they do is take money from people that are stupid. Yeah, if you have so much money that you can't have in your fucking hands, why don't you give it to me? I'm sure I could do some good stuff with it. Just saying. In case you know who this ass clown is, his name is Joel Osteen. Yeah, he's one of those fucking TV preachers that grift money off of you because you're stupid. But anyways, let's continue.
I have donated and I have built. And through my prayers, I got...
Yeah, that style that that nigger is wearing is called homeless grunge. Yeah, so you look like a fucking homeless person, but you actually have money. Yeah, fucking people are just weird that way. You start wearing fucking shopping bags and fucking all kinds of shit just to look like a bum, but you really have like a shitload of money. Your people are stupid, so give them your money, I guess.
Another vision. And in the vision, when you look at the number of people coming all over the country, all over...
I fucking hate scammers. This piece of shit is taking money from fucking stupid people. That is bullshit. Yeah, people, they do scammy bullshit like that. What you should do is you fucking tie them up and you get a funnel. You get a lot of molten gold. And get gold and fucking get their weight worth in gold. And you melt that shit down, put a funnel down their throat and just pour. Yeah, you love fucking consuming fucking wealth? Well, here you go, motherfucker. Enjoy. Oh, and remember, these are for entertainment purposes only and these are my delusions. So yeah, don't cancel me. If you do, fuck you. Just saying.
For the world into the ark. The expansion of the ark.
Yeah, in case you don't know what an ark is, he's talking about an ark. Yeah, this dumb fucker was trying to build like a Noah's Ark in Nigeria. Yeah, because he predicted or God told him in a fucking fever dream that Nigeria was gonna fucking flood and it was supposed to happen. Yeah, that went and happened and no, that place didn't flood. As a matter of fact, the only places that flooded was in California. And what did in Nigeria they have? Fires! Quite the opposite, right? Oh yes, but what do I know? I'm apparently stupid. But let's continue.
Contain them. So, I shared my vision to some great...
I think it means share my vision or something like that. Yeah, this guy's speech impediment's worse than mine. Fucking A. Oh, what do you expect, I guess? Foreign tongues or whatnot. Well, let's continue.
It's man of God who also interceded with me. After the intercession, God has given us some time to build more arcs.
Of course you want more money. You saying that you need the money so you can build more arcs. What the fuck? Yeah, this guy is full of shit, but what do I know? I'm apparently stupid. But that's okay, let's continue.
In addition to the 10, that will contain all of us. So.
Hey, you know what? Maybe this guy is also a Nigerian prince. Yeah. Okay then.
Tomorrow, nobody should rush to any location. I am not selling tickets. I am not taking money from anyone also. So please, stay home. Enjoy.
A fool and his money are easily parted. That's what the saying goes, right?
Yourself. Have fun. And also, I am wishing all of you Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Oh, I know that nigger's having a very, very Merry Christmas after he grifted all your money. fuck you stupid people. Just saying.
Still, the act is there. Repent. Repent.
Yes, motherfucker, repent from your stupid ways. If you don't change your retarded ways, you're gonna fail and you're gonna die. Just a friendly advice, just saying.
Repent. God bless you.
Well, look at this grifting little fucking Kunta Kinte looking motherfucker. Yeah, do you know what this guy fucking is doing right now? He's hiding. Yeah, so like they couldn't find him, look what they found instead. Yeah, one of the guys that got scammed got pissed off and set this boat on fire, thinking it was that dude's fucking ark. But no, he burned some random dude's fucking barge and hilarity ensues, right? Well, let's watch.
Kindu pale mambo yote kuna pitikana. Hapa ni Kindu. Na Deezer, balinyera ya tosanga kibombo yao ile inalungula na Deezer. Balinyera ya tosanga ile. Batu biko mkusukuma.
What can I say? Nigeria's full of fucking retarded ass people. Yeah, aren't they IQ like 75 or 70? Some bullshit like that? Who cares? I would never want to go to a fucking Africa. Fuck that place. Yes, friends, a lot of fucked up things comes from Africa, huh? Look at this fucking guy. Yeah, this guy is a bigger pedophile than Jeffrey Epstein, apparently.
Sexual grooming and attempted murder. 740. These are the charges against
fucking Heather. A, this guy's a fucking pimp, huh?
He was to appear in court yesterday, but did not come to court because apparently he had food poisoning. There is nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Unless you go onto Google and search for this man, I haven't seen anything.
Yes, friends, the thing is that monsters do exist. Yeah, all those ghosts, ghouls, and goblins, yeah, they just have human masks. Yeah, all these people are fucking monsters, and some people get labeled as monsters, but are really not. The thing is that you need to use your heart and your mind to find out who's who and what's what, because all these creatures are out there to fuck you over, but they are beacons of light out there that are actually there to help you out. The thing is that we just need to find each other and collect and pool. Yeah, because fuck all this shit. There has to be more to life than just fucking each other over. That's just fucked up and wrong and cruel. Yes, I know life is cruel, but there also has to be hope. So, I don't know, man. It's just a food for thought. You guys take care of yourself. Be awesome. Get strong. And yeah, when the bad things happen, we'll fight them together. Well, goodbye, friends.
This man. Trafficked, exploited young boys, and had released on a bail of R6,000. This is South Africa's very own Jeffrey Epstein, and their silence. We cannot let this go. We need to make as much noise around this. Let his name be heard. Let his name be heard globally. You cannot be charged with 740 charges related to the sexual exploitation of young boys. And number one, you get bail. And number two, no one just knows about you. You can decide whether or not you appear in court because suddenly you have food poisoning. Guys, no. I will speak about this and I will continue to speak about this until we see something happen. You can repost my video, you can speak about it, you can do your research, but we cannot normalize sexual exploitation of our children. Gerard Ackerman. Gerard Ackerman. Let his name be known. Let his name be heard.